Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Grecian goddess herself, Sandy Reavy.
I understand that.
And it is episode 269, September 18th. We understand we skipped an entire week last week, yet Greece kind of has that way with you.
So completely lost track. Actually, somebody here on the retreat reminded us.
Yes. So it is episode 269, September 18th. So let's get into it. This week in the transits, we have Tuesday, September 19th, Sun opposing Neptune retrograde.
Escape. That's my conflict day.
Thursday, September 21st, Sun trine Pluto retrograde.
Almost changing directions.
Saturday, September 23rd, Sun ingress Libra.
Fall equinox.
And Monday, September 25th, Mercury trine Jupiter retrograde.
The third of three passes, say yes to what is in front of you.
And in talisman times, we do not have any, but we do have that talisman of the month. On the horizon, we have some events for you, but in our house, we have had an incredible retreat in Greece, so stay tuned to find out more from one of our special attendees. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions. I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. Hello, Grecian goddess.
Hello, Kalamara.
Kalimera.
Kalamari.
Oh man, okay.
I'm still working on it.
We are working on that. So here in this episode, if you do notice any background noise, just know we are here in Athens in the big city and we couldn't do much to help with that. So you're gonna enjoy the hustle and the bustle of Athens city in the background.
Kind
of
waking up.
Right.
Yeah,
we're here in the morning and I'll explain a little bit about the crazy last week that we've had. The retreat was absolutely phenomenal. We had the most breathtaking views, delicious food every single meal, wonderful yoga.
Yay,
hosted by
yoga.
Hosted by yours truly, and wonderful mythological and constellation workshops. And in all of that, we just completely blanked on recording another podcast for you all. So our apologies, but I think
we were in another world. You know,
the
retreat was called to the realm of the immortals.
Right.
And we had flown up to the stars and left the earth bound ground.
Yes, and not a lot of immortals have podcasts, so we were a little distracted. But anyway, we just wanted to say after 5 years, we only missed one episode, and that was thanks to Greece.
And it wasn't on purpose either.
No.
It was a beautiful forgetfulness.
Right. So let's go direct to all of you listeners, reminding you, thank you so much for all of your feedback, all of your messages. They really do. They do feed our soul. So please keep sending those in. Questions, we are more than happy to respond and answer on this podcast. So this first going direct is from our Greece Retreat group chat that we have. And this message is from LC. She says, thank you for everything. The level of planning and details is incredible. We appreciate your commitment to making sure we are all comfortable and receiving a wonderful retreat experience. Love you. And Elsie is back on her way home. It was an absolutely amazing pre-retreat and main retreat.
Actually, it was really cool because this is her second retreat this year.
Mm-hmm.
And she's already signed up for one next year.
Yes. So, of course, if you have any questions about any of our retreats, there are opportunities for you to get on a free one-to-one call with Sandy to ask whatever questions you have. This was our pretty much first retreat here in Greece. You, Sandy, did go out to scout it just a year and a half ago. But oh my goodness, this was my first time. And hold on and stick to this episode, because in our house, we're going to be describing more about this retreat. And I don't expect that we will stop talking about it for a while. So
and we've got another, we got new dates for next year.
Yes, we do.
To the same place, teaching different things, Venus Star Point.
Yes. So let's move into the transits, and we are starting out this next week.
Are we going backwards?
You know what? Actually, let's do that. Let's talk a little bit about the week we missed last week, which was supposed to be episode 268.
Right. So on Thursday, the 14th was my astro interesting day for the month. And this was the new moon at 22 degrees of Virgo. I called this the loose kite pattern. It's right. It's about doing the right thing now, making direction adjustments now. This is setting your next 2 week course. So of course that we're in right now, which I thought why it was important. It was the new moon at 22 Virgo. So what rules Virgo?
Mercury.
Mercury. Mercury has been retrograde for 3 weeks in Virgo. So now on this new moon day, why it's so important and why I called it the astro interesting day is because on the new moon in Virgo, Mercury is stationing direct. So that's very odd and kind of approaching to set your new sights. You always set a new sight at the new moon. But when the ruler of the new moon is also changing direction to go forward in its own sign, it really is this, like when I called it a loose kite pattern, that's a particular pattern in the astrology horoscope that says, which way is the wind blowing? Which way is your kite sailing, right? So there, it's moving, it needs to move in the yes direction.
Okay.
Right. And of course, as I mentioned later that day, that Mercury was stationing direct. So he was making also his heliacal rise in the morning. Although I did get up and I couldn't see it from where I was. But then on Friday that just passed, the 15th, you know, we also had that, again, that sun making a trine to Uranus. So this is about being fresh, fresh and refreshed. It feels like we're all new again. So do it, be it. That sun in making a trine, easy aspect to Uranus about finding new kind of regenerative energy to do things your way. So if you're gonna do it your way, you have to be this new way. Sunday, the 17th, which is where we're recording this right now, we have a Venus making a square to Jupiter retrograde. So this is the third of three passes. So this is with reception, and I called this weigh the goods, which is hilarious for what we were doing this morning.
Weighing all of our luggage to make sure we were under
the 50
underweight
pounds
limits.
A piece.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we bought a lot of goods here. Right,
we bought that. We did.
So we're hoping, and I'm also saying this for the girls that are landing in their hometowns, hoping you found abundance and perfect equal amounts, equal levels to your expectations. And so that just, you know, the pans, some of the women have the pans
of Libra,
Zubinecimelli, of Libra, and weighing in the scales of what you experience, what you paid for, what time you put in to what you're receiving. And hopefully you're finding that in perfect equal levels to what you expected. So everybody should be doing that. And I know you and Ashley are going.
We're jet setting off while we're here in Europe. We're going to be jet setting off to Rome. Now I understand what you're talking about. Weighing the goods. We are headed to shop for some jewelry, where we'll be focusing more on the gold and weighing and kind of pricing out what the weight of the gold is.
How crazy is that?
That's great.
Like weight of, you know, it's kind of like when we get in a taxi ride, we say, you know, how much from here to there. And sometimes they just throw us a number. But since we've been here in Athens, they say meter. Right.
Yeah.
For however long it takes to get there is the cost. And so that's kind of like that equal amount of what you're getting. So as you go weigh your scales today, yes, of how much gold do you really want?
Yeah.
And then to give up the money to get what you're wanting to receive. So whether you're buying gold today, packing your suitcases, weighing that.
Or really weighing your experience.
Weighing any experience that this Venus has been in retrograde for 40 days and 40 nights and has come out. She's still in her shadow, but she makes that final 3 out of 3 passes to the Jupiter. Mm-hmm. So it says, did Venus give you the amount of interest or maybe facilitated a answer
value
for you? Yeah. Over these last, say, 40 to 50 days of what you expected.
Yes.
All right. We always say, astrologers always say, a new relationship has to get through the first Venus retrograde pass. If you haven't, you're not in the love experience yet. So that was all last week that we missed.
Yes. So let's move into the transits for this week. And we start off with Tuesday, September 19th, also Sandy's conflict day, Sun opposing Neptune retrograde.
So this happens once a year and not always on this day. And I call this escape. The conflict day only is if you have to be on point. So if you have a deadline or you have to put together a paperwork or something that needs to be handed over is finished, then it's a conflict day. Hey, if you're on vacation, if you're just waking up and going, oh, I have nothing to do today, what do you feel like doing? Mm-hmm. And you take all day to make that decision, that's perfect for escape. That is not a conflict day. But the reason I called it, because when the Sun opposes Neptune, remember the Sun makes an opposition to every single planet once a year. And this is that day. So escape from the chains that bind you, or that rat race, or the cat facilities that we're finding over here, the rat race that you find yourself in, because it's a vague structure. There is very little structure here today. Make a plan to walk to water to maybe write. So get in water.
Yeah.
If you're going to be in Rome, go to some of the fountains.
Yeah.
Make some wishes. Make some wishes. Throw some coins in to the fountain on this Tuesday, the 19th.
Absolutely. I'm excited to do that. So let's move into Thursday, September 21st, Sun trine Pluto retrograde.
So the Sun makes this trine to Pluto twice in a year. And every time the Sun, I remind everyone so that they can get their lingo, their astrology lingo together. When the Sun makes a trine to the outer planets, which Pluto is one, that means that other planet is about ready to go move in a different direction. So mm-hmm. He's been retrograde. So he's almost ready to turn direct. And this is International Peace Day. I find that very, very interesting because the powerful leaders, Pluto, Sun, the Sun is, you know, a leader, the boss. And if we think about the Sun, that's the king or the president or someone that is in, whether it's prime minister or the queen, somebody in charge is making a trine, a very easy aspect to Pluto. And Pluto is also about making a famous or a important, a very valuable message. So really pay attention on this Thursday, which is International Peace Day, as I mentioned, but powerful leaders make important announcements. It reminds me of the hear ye, which are the town criers or the court officials mm-hmm. that the British Parliament set into motion in the 1600s, which used to draw attention to what is being said.
Right.
They always kind of carried a little, you know, what we would call a milk crate, something that they could carry around, a little stepping stool kind of to stand up and read this long
announcement.
So I'm not surprised if there's some sort of, and it's International Peace Day. So really wanting to see if there's an announcement, something around foreign affairs or foreign leaders coming together and making some sort of a pact or an agreement that needs to be in the news.
Yes.
We'll see.
So let's move on to Saturday, September 23rd, Sun Ingress Libra. Happy birthday, all you Libras.
And happy birthday, Andrew, my son, who was born on this day, because the sun moves into Libra at 1:50 a.m. That's Chicago time. Fall equinox, we are now at the halfway point and moving now toward the darker time of the year. Start watching the sunsets. Sun is going down earlier and earlier and earlier because we're at the equal place of daylight and night light.
Yep. Here we go. Yeah. We're moving on into fall and then moving on into winter. So let's move into, we'll just kind of quick step into next week since we have an early transit on Monday, September 25th, Mercury trine Jupiter retrograde.
Right. So this is a third of three passes. It's important to know this is early in the morning around 7 a.m. Mercury in his own sign that he likes to be Virgo, grounded. This is Earth making trine to Jupiter in Earth. Three of three passes, which always is that time when you can kind of respond to what you've been thinking about. So say yes to what was asked around August 9th. So flip back in your journal, in your calendar, which was the first of three passes. So something that was asked of you right around that early August timeframe that you couldn't put your finger on it, you couldn't decide yes or no. Maybe if you were asking your sacral authority and you're going, should I do this? And you go, then ask again on Monday the 25th. You really should have all the details. And for me, this is when I should have all the details of my Egypt retreat plan. Since I decided this August, around this first week in August, that I was gonna get with Zephy, who lives here in Agana, that I'm going to be working on my retreat, my next big initial Egypt retreat plan.
Yay.
So that's kind of my saying yes to.
Right.
Although, and already those that have met Zephy, that I've got a few people already that know that I'm doing this are already saying yes.
Right. I mean, yeah. A retreat in Egypt is...
Going up the Nile...
Unmistakably a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Yeah, well, yeah, with the two people that are be taking us around.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to kind of quick step over talisman times where there's
a few times while I'm here in Athens and I'm going to Zephy's Island, Agana, that we'll see if I can get to them.
Right.
So we're
not going to announce them here just yet. But remember that we do still have the Talisman of the Month available for September to earn and collect spiritual teachings. I amass the esoteric information I use to perceive and understand all that is probable and possible. I believe what I believe because of this. Mm. This is Moon in Sagittarius and sextile Mercury in Aquarius in the ninth house. So we've discussed this one a lot, but... you picked this one specifically for this month.
Well, because we had the Venus retrograde, we had the Mercury retrograde.
And we were going to head to Greece for more spiritual teachings. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the horizon. I'm quick going to mention the September forecast and cheat sheet PDF that's on Patreon. You can watch that recording and download your PDF when you head over to patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. For essence of time, I'm going to skip over quick the upcoming retreats. I will honorably mention the January 6th through the 13th. 2024. This is the Mexico retreat. It is open and ready for attendees. So if you want to go ahead, put your retreat deposit down. You are more than welcome. And let's announce our dates for the 2024 Amargos Greece retreat since we're flying high past that. September 22nd, through the 29th. This is in 2024. We can't explain how wonderful this retreat has been.
So are you surprised that I was, like you even said, like, Mom, I did not anticipate it being so beautiful and calm.
Right. It was, I felt like I was in heaven. It was, as soon as we stepped foot on Amargos Island, it is a quaint, small, beautiful, very preserved place that was just, it's breathtaking. And it's also a very dark contrast from Athens, which is like a really big city.
Lots of graffiti.
Lots of graffiti. Kind of reminds me of like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle type of like vibes. But it was also very cool because it's there, even in Athens, has that contrast between ancient and modern. Mm-hmm. But I think Amargos is like by far my favorite, mm-hmm. just because it is just the everything from the water to the mountainside to the people. It was
the 2,000-year-old drywall stone walls that were built all over the mountainside.
Right. And it has agriculture. Right.
And there's right in the middle of that is a 5-star hotel resort spa.
Yes. Okay, so of course, if you're interested in joining us for any future retreat and you still have a few questions, you can receive a free 15-minute reading to ask Sandy any questions and to see if any of the retreats are a right fit for you. So that link is in the description if you'd like to sign up for that and get a little bit more information. So let's move into our house.
Should we quick say about the Egypt? That I'm planning the Egypt to be late October, early November.
Of?
2024.
Okay, great. You heard it here first. So let's move into our house. I think we're going to be discussing this a lot more on the podcast, but we really did have an incredible pre-retreat, main retreat in Greece. And we want to invite one of our attendees. I think we can probably bring in a few more because they all had a fabulous time. But I wanted to invite one of our attendees, Ashley, who was here for the pre-retreat and the main retreat and is coming along for a little Rome jaunt with me. Also, my best friend. Welcome in.
Hi, Ashley.
Hello.
So where do we want to begin? Because it has been...
What were your expectations? Let's talk about weighing the gold, right? Weighing the scales.
Well, I would say when I was looking up whether I was going to go or not, I am a researcher. So I was like, let me see this hotel. Let me see the rooms. And I just saw the pool. And I was like, that's fine. That's good enough for me. But then when you actually get there, it's like that picture times 1 million. You can't even describe it. And I am someone from Hawaii, so I'm very picky and I know what paradise looks like. And this really competed with that. I mean, it was the crazy way that the hotel just sits on this bay where you just see mountains forever and the sea mist and the islands and the ocean sounds. And you just feel like you're the only people in the world and the stars at night.
It's so true. The only people that are around that matter, right? Because there's nobody else. It's goats.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The goats are wandering the mountainside.
Yes.
Or cats.
Right. And so that is it. Like, I think like weighing the gold, because when you're going on a retreat and you're not maybe even a researcher, you're risking a lot. You're kind of like putting the gold on the weigher and being like, we're going to find out what I can get from all of this investment. But so through your research, you were like, absolutely.
Yeah, just the pictures, I was like, okay, it's 5-star. This looks very bougie. I'm very comfortable if I'm going to go far, 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 far away with a group of people. And it far exceeded that, especially the staff. I felt like a family was helping me through the island every day. You saw the same faces. So even though it was a 5-star hotel, it felt like also staying at a very rich friend's house.
It's true. I felt that same way because this was my first time there. Mom, you had been there that year and a half ago, but wow. I mean, the hugs that I received, the warm welcomes, the calimeras every morning. I even started with the cook who would always cook, you know, the eggs in the morning. One morning I woke up and I wasn't all together yet. And I said, calamari. And he just looked at me and he goes, we don't have that today. But it was calimera. But from that point on, the cook and I always said calamari to each other for a good morning.
Squid.
Good morning, squid.
But the food,
it was a buffet, like every breakfast.
There were what, 7 stations?
Yes.
Every breakfast and dinner.
That was one thing that was not lacking throughout this entire trip, from the pre-retreat to the main retreat. The food was decadent. Even like the kind of like, I don't know if I really want to try this. Those were some of my favorite things. The fava beans, the mashed fava beans with the caramelized onion and the mackerel. I mean, wow. So... what do we think?
What was your favorite food?
Oh God, everything, but it's just no matter where you are, if you're in the airport, if you're on this ferry and you're like, oh, this is gonna be like the McDonald's version. Everything is so fresh and so pure. It's like they literally got the chicken, threw it on the grill. So I've just been eating my little heart out in Greece. I don't know if I can go back to America.
It's true, there was like, hardly anything preserved, and the preserved things that we did buy just before the ferry coming back to Athens was a bunch of Lay's chips. But
oh gosh,
these Lay's chips, they have oregano, they have prawn cocktail, and they have tzatziki, which, tell me Ashley, which ones, what would you rate them?
Well, my new favorite chip of all time in all countries of all chips is prawn cocktail.
Potato chips, people.
Yeah, I was like, a big not supporter.
Yeah, I was like, Alex, should we try this? And she said, no. And I was like, okay, fine. And she was like, just get it. And
I'm like, yes. You came back with those varieties. I'm like, and you see a potato on the front and a 2 shrimp in a dish on. I'm like, no way, they're trying to put potato chips and shrimp together.
It sounded disgusting.
No way, gross. We get on the ferry, the bag comes back, I'm like, they're chips, Sandy. Like, oh my God, I loved them.
Yeah, they were good. The flavors were incredible, even the tzatziki. I didn't like it at first, but the more I had it, you know,
they were good. And now they're gone.
They're gone.
We ate them all.
We did.
Yeah, but the I do like the smiles, and just at that Aialis was like, what can I do today to make your stay beautiful?
Right.
It's almost like it's their mantra. Like everybody has to say that at least 25 times to get paid or something. It makes you feel, but they truly from their heart, and they make incredible eye contact with you. And it's the people I saw a year and a half ago, right? It's their, and of course the mom and dad who started this, they taught you the cooking class.
They live on premises. They're so accessible. One morning as I'm walking up to breakfast, I see Irene and I just said, Calimera. And she looked over and she goes, Calimera, how is your stay? And so it is so family-like. Yeah. And so
family-oriented.
And then
her 2 children that each have, one has 5 children, the other one has 5 children. They're all running around and...
Yeah, every morning I went on the balcony, looked out at the heavenly bay, and then a little scooter's like, and then it's the sun coming out with his long curly hair.
Yeah.
And then at night he would play us the most amazing, he's like a world-class violinist or musician.
100%. And he's going to be doing a tour around the U.S. we didn't know this until our closing ceremony night, but I mean, just the expression he has and the incredible talent that he had on that violin was...
And then all the waiters and waitresses are secret dancers because they put their trays down and then they just start going crazy.
High kicks, like, but like...
Professional dancing.
With both legs in the air at the same time, like kicking up high. Then the one that just jumped off the ground comes up, meets the other, and then drops down with the opposite leg. It is just like...
And then you got in the circle, well, in the half circle.
We tried.
We attempted.
And then at the end, I was like, hey, are you a dancer? Because that was not normal.
And he goes...
And he was like, yes, I am dancer. I am in a group. I was like, yeah. Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, absolutely. And just, I mean, like, the smiles on their faces, the energy that they put behind everything that they do.
But let's not forget to talk about your yoga experience. So that was
the coolest thing.
Yoga teacher.
Yeah, that was my first time teaching yoga classes
every morning, and in this beautiful setting, sometimes out on the rooftop while the sun's not even up yet.
It crests
the mountain. Like, how could you ever...
I gotta go back. I mean, it was so great because, you know, teaching the yoga classes was a wonderful experience for me, especially because everyone going on this trip, they weren't yogis. So I didn't have to teach, you know, somebody who was above where I was at with my yoga knowledge. And so it really helped me understand how much I actually know about yoga. Yeah. But at the same time, just to really connect with your body, because a lot of the things that we talk about, it's either emotional, but also very cerebral. And so when we can really tune into our connection with our body, I think that that's such a great balance within our retreats to take it from, you know, a lot of this thinking and feeling into a grounded state of
Well, and being. Talking about the fixed stars and the mm-hmm. mythology that is related to it, that we created a booklet where everyone got, and we had the little binders, we brought the hole punchers with us, and as we handed out each heliacal rising star, heliacal setting star, their stars on their angles, who had things during their prime.
But completely unique to each person. So this wasn't just a book that, you know, we had printed out just for everyone. This was individual per attendee.
Yeah, through their birth horoscope. So it was a lot of information. I think the highest was 50 pages. Was that you?
That was me.
Ashley the one with the biggest book.
I had 29 pages, but I think you might have had...
I think I had less than that.
Yeah, you might have had 25, which... You had the less fixed stars in some of them.
Right.
But, you know, with 50 pages, it was overwhelming. And
it was overwhelming.
Overwhelming.
I loved that. That was so great. Yeah. One of the attendees. So the...
As I was preparing for 2 months.
As you were preparing, I was starting to get nervous. Like, this is too overwhelming for everyone. And you said that you wanted to wow everyone. So one of our attendees, Amanda, she goes, no, you're just going to overwow us. Which it was. It turned out to be absolutely fabulous. I don't think it was too overwhelming. All of the information the initial information in this book was exactly, I think, perfect. And then when people get to take it home and digest it a little bit more,
it's their book for their life, for the rest of their life.
Right, right.
And as, you know, it's sad for me to say that anybody that went on this retreat called, you know, the Realm of the Immortals, really, you've got the information, right? Shall I teach it again somewhere? You don't need to sign up unless you want to just come to wherever this location is. But this is a book that's not just timed over the next 6 months or the next year.
Right.
This is literally things that are handed to you that day you were born.
It was so cool.
I handed it to you As I had gone through my training and my mentorship and my classes and my certification, I felt it was time that I could put it together. And wow, it was a lot.
So Ashley, tell me a little bit about
the teachings.
Yeah, the teachings. Like, how did you resonate? Tell me a little bit.
Yeah, well, I would say to even go back to the overwhelming and the yoga, it's a lot of information, but you have this sacred space that's created for you where you can start in the morning and kind of ground into it and get in the right place. And then there's a lot of literal spaces on property, mm-hmm. beautiful everywhere. Like every corner you look is an Instagrammable moment. So I like that. But you can digest it as you go, and you'll keep digesting it when you get home too. And for me, what I noticed is I've had a lot of readings, and I, you know, I've had a lot of things said where I'm like, yeah, that sounds like me, Gemini for sure. But on the first day of this one, I got a lot of stars that I was like, what? This sounds terrible. Like, I don't want this. This is, you know, but as I thought about it more and then we dove deeper as a group, I was really like, okay, got it. And at first, I think it can make you maybe even feel uncomfortable. Like, I just would have less stars and an easier life. That would be fine with me. But, you know, you can tackle and navigate life better after you leave. And I still need time to kind of process, but I feel like I was given another manual on my life that maybe someone could have gave me when I was one.
Yeah.
But, you know, 35, okay.
Right?
Halfway there. Yeah.
And you can also see, when we came back after, and it was really important, thank you for mentioning those Instagram places that are around the whole acreage, is to, after I handed something out, to go find your spot as you're reading something so that you can look beyond through the ancient land to where it is where we're current, and then look out over the ocean and know that there's a future, right? Like because it had like this ancient land, present to future, and that for me was like so important for you guys to leave the room.
Well, and it was so funny because the one star I got, I was like, oh, I want to stay in the AC because I'm hot. But then I was like, no, listen to Sandy. So I went outside and I was like, I just feel like I need to go closer to the water. So I kept going farther and farther. And then I opened my book and my star for that session was the sea monster. And so I looked out at this bay and I could just imagine this like giant mermaid sea thing just coming out. And I was like, hey, won't forget that. So, yep, that worked.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, you have Menkar, the mouth of the Cetus. So that was really important for me to, I envisioned that so that everybody could go to a different spot to have that memory, because there was a lot that was handed out, you know, over time. So, but again, it's a booklet that, you know, astrology, a lot of astrology is about transits, right? It's like, okay, this is what you have to work on this week, or this is what's going on with this Mercury retrograde during these,
right.
This like, you know, 4 week period.
Right, more of like a short term.
Yeah, they're short term. These are, you got this at the beginning of your life. Some of these come in at age 30. So anybody that was 30 to 60 years old got the fixed stars in their prime years. And of course, anybody that was over 50 or 49, 59 and older got the stars that come to them in their later years. So hopefully I'm around for your girls to in, what is that, 25 years, come to the next one where you can get your stars for your later years.
Yeah.
Because then these are the gifts that the immortals provide to you in your latter years. And so what, by introducing them to the ladies that were 60 and 64 or whatever, they're like, oh, they're new things that they get to enjoy. Not letting go of the old, but have worked that, those stars have worked that for a long period of time. Now they're given a new gift, right?
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. That's pretty cool. And I really like mine. I get one fixed star at age 60 and mine's Alcyone, which is one of the seven Pleiades, about the magical seeing beyond the veil. Yeah.
It was an absolutely fabulous retreat.
Once in a lifetime, but maybe multiple times in a lifetime.
I feel you. I definitely want to come back. And
I want to say one last thing, because the flight, so let's just say you're going from, we're going from the States and you fly into Athens, Greece, right? So that's one jaunt, which is, 9 to 10 hours. And then some of the attendees, and might have been the two of you, was like, then we're just not there yet. And it's like, no, now we have a 8 to 9 hour ferry ride through the Aegean Sea. Now, personally, that's what one of the things that drew me to scout this out a year and a half ago, because to know the mythology of the Aegean Sea, that's where Odysseus, that's where Theseus, that's where King Aegea, that's how it got its name, to know mythology, to go that you're traveling the same waters as these mythical figures. And we're going to what they call Circe's Island. That part I couldn't get over. But some people that, right, like, what? We're not there yet? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, we've got that same time, but now we're on a ferry. Let's just say we upgraded to the first class.
Yeah, the VIP lounge was wonderful.
and people, when we got to Amargos, we're really saying, man, that was my one. I was afraid of that one point, and it was so easy. I'm looking forward to the return trip to go back from the island back to mainland Athens. And you bump into, purposefully, some of the other islands to drop off and pick up. And just to see each little island, to know that you look like you're lost, right, in this vast sea. But there's places along the way.
Yeah,
I just felt that ferry ride was just as important, because that's unusual. You don't just take an 8.5 to 9 hour ferry ride on this
in the middle
big
of
boat.
The Aegean Sea. Yeah,
right. That's not an option at some for some vacations or some retreats. So that for me, some ladies were like, "What? Oh my God! Seriously, we're not there yet." But once they did that, it was like, that was pretty cool that we thought we were close, but we weren't. We had to travel the same ways that all of our mythology books tell us. Same way.
And the minute you put your little toes on Amargos, you would do a 20-hour boat.
Yeah.
It's worth every second of it.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear
it's
that.
True. Well, I think that is going to be a wrap on our episode today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you so much for your patience on our skip step of our episode last week. We hope that this episode totally made up for it. So remember, you can email me, alex@intentionbeads.com. If you have any questions, any feedback, we are more than happy to receive. Thank you again, everybody, and we will talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Calamari.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story of you.